One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are dreams, and then there are warnings. Sometimes a dream slips into the mind like static, unwelcome, unsettling, forgotten by morning. But every so often, one sticks, and when it does, it carves itself into your waking life, bending reality to its rhythm. This is one of those dreams, the kind you don't shake off, because it follows you home. A woman, her daughter, and her husband walk into a house they don't own. Not in life, anyway. The setting is serene. Trees line the walkway. There's brick beneath their feet. It feels peaceful until the woman sees her, an old spirit. Not malevolent, not at first. But once she learns they plan to stay, the spirit grows angry. And what was once a conversation becomes a confrontation. Within days, that same woman wakes to a call from her husband. He's been making plans, secretly, to buy a house, the kind of house she saw in the dream. And just like that, the boundaries between sleep and daylight begin to warp. What she saw in the dark is starting to appear in the light. She begins searching, uncertain of what. Until one day she finds it, a pink Victorian hidden behind rusted gates, abandoned for decades. Yet it's exactly as she remembers. Even the people standing across the street feel familiar. The only thing missing is the feeling, the one she had in the dream. That comes later, stronger, sicker. What happens next will chill you, not just because it's frightening, but because of how eerily the puzzle fits together. The dreams, the house, the ghost, and a photo she never meant to take. Let's get to the letter they write. About 2 weeks ago, I had a dream. One of those kinds that makes your stomach twist long after you've woken up. It started in a house I didn't recognize, though in the dream it somehow belonged to us. Me, my husband, and our daughter were moving in. It was warm and quiet with this sort of old charm to it. I remember stepping out onto the back patio and seeing her. She was sitting in a wooden rocking chair, just waiting. An old woman. I somehow knew she wasn't alive, not in the usual sense, but I didn't feel scared, at least not right away. She had a long face, wispy gray hair, and wore a faded floral housecoat, the kind with buttons too big for their holes. I could feel she'd been there a long time. In the dream, I wasn't surprised to see her. I started talking like we'd met before. She didn't say much at first, just nodded as I spoke. But when I told her we'd just bought the place and would be moving in soon, everything shifted. Her face tightened. Her expression changed from neutral to almost insulted, like I'd just said something unforgivable. She didn't fade away like you'd expect from a spirit. She became angrier, more solid. Things started flying, small things first, then heavier ones. I saw a flash of green and red, and then Tony, I swear it was a Christmas tree. It hit my daughter. I started screaming at her to stop, to leave us alone. Then the doorbell rang. I ran to answer it, even though my heart was pounding. At the door were three men. They weren't threatening, but they looked at me with strange recognition. One of them held my phone and keys. He said, "We found these down the block. My phone was cracked, screen still glowing, and I knew I'd left it on the back patio." That was when the dream turned again. I opened the camera roll on the phone like I was searching for proof, and there, right there, was a photo of her. The same woman, closer now, looking directly into the lens, eyes full of fury. That's when I woke up. I didn't even have time to catch my breath. The dream was like static under my skin. I tried to shake it off, but it clung to me. The next night it happened again, different house, or maybe the same one in a different shape. I'm not sure. This time I walked through a narrow hallway into a bedroom. The second I crossed the threshold, something invisible pushed back. Not like wind or pressure, more like walking into a memory that doesn't want to be remembered. My feet wouldn't move. I could feel something in that room, something that didn't want me there. I wasn't just unwelcome. I was trespassing. Again, I woke up sweating through my sheets. 2 days later, my husband got a call. He was approved for a mortgage. Tony, I didn't even know he was trying. He had kept it a surprise, but the moment he told me, it hit me in the gut. This wasn't just coincidence. I told him everything. The dreams, the old woman, the Christmas tree, the pressure in that room. He just stared at me, like trying to decide if I was spooked or losing it. Maybe I was both. Still, we went looking. Nothing we saw felt right. Dozens of houses, open houses, old neighborhoods, some charming, some too new. But none of them spoke to me. I don't mean that in some poetic house-hunting kind of way. I mean, none of them gave me that feeling, the feeling that something was waiting. Then one afternoon, I went out alone. The sun had just broken through after a light rain. I was lost in a neighborhood I didn't recognize. The streets were quiet, but something about them felt paused, like they hadn't moved forward in years. I slowed down at a speed bump, and that's when I saw her. There was an old woman sitting in the middle of a wet, empty lot, not near the sidewalk, not near the fence, right in the middle where the puddles were gathering. She was cross-legged, petting a gray cat, her long skirt soaked through. I blinked. It was such an odd sight that my mind couldn't process it. My first thought was that she was homeless, but something about her posture, she wasn't lost. She was placed. She belonged there. I kept driving. Then I saw it. The house. A pink Victorian tucked behind a wrought iron gate, vine-covered, forgotten. Its paint was faded, shutters missing, but it was magnificent, out of place, like it had been dropped there from another time. I pulled over, drawn to it like gravity. The gate was locked, but something in me didn't care. I climbed over and landed on the brick path. Tony, I didn't remember the dreams then, not fully. But as I walked down the pine-lined walkway toward the side of the house, a pit started growing in my stomach. Not nerves, not excitement. Something wrong. The closer I got, the heavier my chest felt. At the side door, it hit me hard. Nausea, tightness in my lungs, this rising panic I couldn't explain. I felt dizzy. My mouth went dry. It was like the air itself didn't want me there. I backed away slowly and whispered, "Okay, I'm leaving. I just wanted to see how beautiful you were. I didn't mean it to be clever or brave. I meant it like someone trying to calm a dog that's about to bite." I turned and ran back to the gate in my slippers, not caring how ridiculous I looked. Across the street were three men standing near a pickup truck, watching me with the same sort of detached interest from the dream. I asked if they knew anything about the house. One of them said, "It's been empty for over 20 years, belonged to an old man down the block. He comes by every once in a while just to hang a new keep out sign." I didn't know what to say. I felt used up, like something had just scraped its way through me and left nothing behind but the chill. That night I wrote a letter, not an email, a letter I planned to leave it in the mailbox the next day. I told the owner what I'd seen, how I'd felt. I didn't mention the dreams. Not yet. The next morning, I told my mother everything. She's not easily rattled, Tony. She's the kind of person who's seen enough in life to know when to shrug things off. But when I described the house, the gate, the brick path, and especially the old woman in the lot, her face went pale. She didn't blink. She just said, "Your dreams came true. Stay away from that place." It should have been enough, but it wasn't. I kept thinking about the house, about the woman in the lot, about that wordless pressure at the door. I needed answers, even if I didn't know the questions. So I went back, this time with my daughter. We stood across the street. The air was thick, hot, but I felt cold. My hands shook as I pulled out my phone. I didn't climb the gate this time. I stayed on the sidewalk and took a few photos of the house, zooming in on the windows, just to see if it would feel different in daylight. That night, I transferred the photos to my computer. She was there. In the second floor window, standing behind the cracked glass, half in shadow, was the old woman, her face unmistakable, same eyes, same hair, the same slight downturn of her mouth, looking down, not surprised, not watching, just present. I stared at that screen for so long, I didn't even realize I was crying. I hadn't seen her when I took the photo. There'd been no one in the house, no curtains moving, no silhouettes. But there she was, clear as if she'd posed. I didn't sleep well that night. I thought maybe I'd crossed a line, that maybe I hadn't just visited, but stirred something. I prayed. I tried to shake the unease, but sleep found me anyway. And I was back in the pink Victorian, only this time it wasn't just a dream. It was layered, real, vivid, too sharp around the edges. The air was still, too still, and the house felt different. Hollow, like it had been waiting for me to return. The floor creaked beneath me as I moved, but I couldn't tell if the sounds were mine. The wallpaper was peeling, the ceiling cracked. Everything leaned slightly to one side, like the house was listening. And then I kept tripping over her. She was there again, the old woman, long gray hair dragging behind her, like a veil. She didn't look at me. She just mumbled to herself. Every time I turned a corner, she was in the way. I'd bump into her and stumble back, and she'd whisper the same phrase over and over. Again next week. That's all she said, is no emotion, no threat, just certainty, like a deadline I didn't know I'd agreed to. Again, next week. It kept happening, the whole dream. I'd try to turn left, she was there. Try to go upstairs, she'd be sitting at the landing. I tried to speak to her, but the words didn't come out. My mouth moved, my lungs pushed, but no sound, only hers. Again, next week. When I woke up, the room was dark, but I could still feel her, like the air hadn't caught up to me being awake. My heart was racing, my back ached, my knees felt bruised. I checked them. They weren't. And still, I don't know what she meant. I haven't been back to the house. I never sent the letter. But I've thought about it every day. I keep wondering what might have happened if I'd gone again. What next week would have brought. What it still might. Some nights, when the house creaks just right or the wind hums low near the windows, I swear I hear footsteps. Not inside, not out, and just near. Close enough to listen. I don't know if I was being warned or invited. Thanks for taking the time to read this. Regards, Claire. It starts with a dream. It always does. But for Claire, what came after wasn't some fleeting nightmare. It was a breadcrumb trail, one that led her not just to an abandoned house, but into something older, something that may have been watching, waiting, long before she ever knew where to look. Let's break it down. Dreams can echo our deepest fears, sure, our anxieties, hopes, even suppressed memories. But when those dreams start matching places you've never seen, people you've never met, and images appear in photographs that no one remembers taking, well, that's when we leave the realm of coincidence behind. Psychologically, Some might point to lucid dreaming, sleep paralysis, or even pareidolia. Our brains need to find patterns in chaos, faces in shadows, meaning in disorder. Others might say Claire was unconsciously picking up on cues from conversations, images, or even architectural styles that resurfaced in sleep, that the mind, especially under stress or excitement, fills in blanks with eerie precision. But how do you explain the woman in the photo? How do you explain the location, unknown to Claire at the time of her first dream, matching its real-life counterpart in unsettling detail? The pine trees, the brick walk, the three men, even the broken phone. Not symbolic, specific. And then there's that phrase, again, next week. Not a threat, not a warning, a certainty, like a ritual or a cycle. Maybe Claire interrupted something. Maybe she walked into the one house that doesn't just remember, but responds. A house that isn't haunted in the way we think, but haunted in the way we forget. A house that marks people, marks time. We're left to ask, what happens if Claire does go back? Or worse, what happens if she doesn't? What if the message wasn't meant to scare her, but to remind her? After all, the house hasn't been touched in 20 years. And yet somehow it knew her name, and maybe, just maybe, it's waiting still.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.